We're learning Masechet Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, and we're starting four lines from the top. We had three shittas. We had Rebbe, Reb Nosson, Reb Chaim, and Reb Akavia, and we're learning out from the same pasuk their shittas. Rebbe holds each Pesach had its own chiv, its own regal pnei atma, its own chiv karas. Reb Nosson held it was tashlum and derishon. How does Reb Nosson use the same pasuk to teach us that it's tashlum and derishon? Reb Nosson savar v'chodah lasa Pesach v'nichrusa. That's going on Pesach Rishon, and it's continuation of the same carbon. The high key, Lashon Daha. It's not a Lashon key of something new happening. The Lashon of key, carbon Hashem, lo yihikar v'mayadai, is not a new thing. It's a continuation. It's saying a reasoning. He's saying, you know why yikar is? The high key, Lashon Daha, the carbon Hashem, lo yihikar v'mayadai, Rishon. You know why you get karas? Because you didn't bring the carbon with Mayada, which means the first Pesach. That's why you get karas. So it's a reason why you get karas. So hi cheta yisai the mayav alayis. Where do cheta yisai? If it's seven nichrus already, the first pasuk, and ki carbon Hashem is a reason for that. So why say cheta yisai then? Zakti Gemara. Learn it for something else. It's a whole different thing. So magadev lav hainu mevarach. Megadev is not Mavarach. And Rashi says Megadev means a whole new thing. Megadev means Mezamer or Mesher Levei Zara. Someone who sings to Avodah Zarah, that he's Chayev Karas. So the Pasuk of Nefesh is Tasa B'Yad Ram and Ezra and Igeris, Hashem and Megadev, Nichus and Nefesh Yimamel, is not talking about the Mekal, not talking about Mavarach, Hashem. It's talking about something else. It's thinking, singing to the Avodah Zarah. So now there's a problem. Heino Mekalel, Vel Bnei Shalav Shlomik Yishish Kikalel Kavis and Ezrachetah, Heino that's Chayev Karas. So it's the opposite. You learn that pasuk from our pasuk. You learn that chet from us. We're going with high chetoy the hosom, high chetoy the hocha, mahocha karos. Look, here it's karos. It says v'nichasa av hosom karos. That means Reb Nosson is learning all the pasuk is pesach rishon. Why does it say chetoy yisay at the end? It says v'nichasa nefesh. That's megala for other places that chetoy means karos, which means it's teaching us that by mekalal ki kalal kav nasa chetoy. That's talking about. But Mavarach Hashem is talking about this Chayav Karas. I learn out from, I says Megadev's Chayav Karas. No, Megadev is something else. Megadev is Mezamer La Hashem. Mezamer La Verizor. Mezamer Shor La Verizor, that's Megadev. Mezamer Shor La Verizor is Chayav Karas, that's Megadev. So that's Reb Nosson's Joshua. So if you're Reb Nosson, you have no Makar that Pesach is Chayav Karas, because Ki Karbon Hashem Likur Mayaday is a reason for Pesach Rishon. Rechanan Ben Akavia, what does he, how does he learn? He learns it's a condition to the Rishon, it's Pesach Sheni. You have to be amazed by both. He learns it's a condition. Ki Karbon Hashem Lekir Mayadai is talking about Pesach Sheni, that part of the pasuk. But it's saying this, you get Karis if Ki Karbon Hashem Lekir Mayadai means if Karbon Hashem Lekir Mayadai. If you didn't bring the Pesach Sheni, V'Sheni. So also the Chet Yisrael is not needed because V'nichrusa is going back on the whole Pasuk that the only time you get Karas for the Pesach region is if you don't bring Pesach Sheni. So what do you do with Chet Yisrael? V'hai V'chet Yisrael my Avod Lei Kiddo Amaron. The same drasha as before teaches us that Mevarach Es Hashem gets a Karas. Hilkach. Now the Gemara just gives you the recap of all the three Shittas. So we should be able to do it ourselves. But let's see what the Gemara says. The three Shittas. Hilkach. Hazed bezev, hazed bezev. Someone on purpose misses Pesach Rishon and misses Pesach Sheni. Divrei kol chayev karas because it's pashut. You missed the first one, you missed the second one. You chayev karas. Shogeg bezev is divrei kol pater. The kuli yam if you miss both by mistake, you pater because it can't be chayev karas for a shogeg. Hazed berishon and shogeg besheni. If someone was mazed in the Rishon and shogeg besheni, so le Rebbe. We know Yechayiv, because each one by itself is regular for the Atzma Yechayiv. The Rav Nosson Yechayiv also, because we said that if you're Rav Nosson, you can't fix it up. If you did it amazing in the first one, Yechayiv. And the second one, Meshach, doesn't help you anything. But Rav Chanina Kav, you'll be part in that case. Why? Because that's the amazing by both. Because he holds that the mitzvah told each other. The only time Yechayiv is, be amazing by both. Shogag Barisha and Hezeb Hesheni. If Shogag Barisha, and then the second time, yeah, I don't care. Hezeb Hesheni. Le Rebbe Yechayev, because it's a regular pnei atzmai. Le Rav Nosson, Rav Chanina Merkav Yepata, because we have Nosson, it's not a regular pnei atzmai. It's tashlum in the Rishon. And according to Rav Chanina Merkav Yepata, because that's amazed by both. So very clear, all the shittas that of the halacha of Karban Pesach, missing Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, if Yechayev or not. What? There's no O. So it's a very good thing to speak out. Rashi spoke out before that when it says chayev on both, maybe he's a chayev chatas, two chatois. If you're chayev twice shoyger. What? Every chayev chorus has a chayev chatas. Because you can't only die once. Chorus means die young. What? I guess it's a loss of chayev chorus. Is a loss of chayev chorus sounds like it's a chayev oinish. But maybe he asked another question. What the chatas? What the chatas? What? I guess the word chayev sounds like chayev oinish, not like I'm being a Rasha. So Rashi has a kasha. That's the pasuk Torah. That's the Mishnah in Krisa says you only chayiv shchatas for a lav. It's not enough to be a karis, be a lav. Here is asay Pesach Amila chayiv karis, but the asay there's no chayiv chatas in that, and that's why it can't mean a chayiv chatas. Akapom, that's the end of our Gemara with the Cheshbonis of chayiv karis. Now I'm going to go to the Mishnah that discusses what's called derech rechayka. Ezuhi derech rechayka. What is called a derech rechayka? That if someone is in that place, he's part of from bringing the Karm Pesach, and he can do Pesach Sheni. It's not called amazing. It's part of. Ezu derech rechayka, mina medium v'lechot. He's from the place medium and further, and that place is at Yerushalayim, from there and further away. That distance and further, u'kibinos l'chol ruach, that distance in every direction. The distance medium from Yerushalayim, let's say it's 10 miles, if you're 10 miles out of Yerushalayim in every direction, out of Beis HaMikdash, in every direction, then that's called Derech Chayka. And we'll see in the Gemara why we picked Medim and how far Medim is. Divi Rabbi Kiva, that's Rabbi Kiva Shita. Rabbi Eliezer Aymer Abik Chiddush. Rabbi Eliezer Aymer Meskufas HaZara V'Lechot. If you are out of the Hazara, the area of the Hazara, that's called Derech Chayka. It means you ran through Yerushalayim, you made it the last minute, you were out of the Hazara, that's called Derech Chayka. And Rabbi Yossi brings a raya to Rabbi Eliezer. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, so Pasha Amalei means to Rabbi Kiva, Lefikach nokud al hei, if you look at the Sefer Torah, on the word rechayka, on the hey, there's a pintala, loymar, loyme pnei sherochayk vaday el maskuva zar lechutz. The nakuda is always memayit on the word, on the meaning of the word. So usually rechayka means far away, the kuda is memayit on it and says it's not so far, it's just out of a skufa zarah. That will be enough to be called a derech rechayka. That will be called a derech rechayka. So it means. What? It should have said derech rechayka. Oh yeah, because it's missing the hay. That's the some say. Yeah, or like that. There's not a problem over here that I only place I found this, I'm going to say for oitzav something. So there's a bomba kasha. My cruise had this kasha. So it comes out you're standing in the Ezra's Noshim, just for argument's sake. Then you're called Derech Chayka, you're part of a Pesach. So according to Rav Sheshes, it holds that if you send a shliach, it doesn't work when you're Derech Chayka. We had it before. Rav Sheshes holds you in Derech Chayka doesn't work. So it comes out the only time you can bring a Karm Pesach is if you're standing in the Azara. It means Gans Klai so has standing in the Azara, B'shas Karm Pesach. I can tell you maybe Taka, it's true, everyone stood in the Karm Pesach. We had a Gemara before that they didn't all stand there. When they counted up all the Klai so it said there were 600,000 people. It said that was only 1 in 10 because every Karm Pesach had 10 people. It's Mashmah, they didn't stand in the Azara. Here would be Mashmah, so you have to say that Rav Sheshes is not going to Rav Eliezer, going to Rav Akiva, holds Medim V'Lechutz. But this is very, it's very big Chiddush, saying that's called Derech Chayka, being outside the Skufa Sa'azara. But upon him, that's the two sheet to see. What's called Derech Chayka, Medim V'Lechutz, and the other one the holds, Maskufa Sa'azara V'Lechutz, and the Gemara is going to discuss the Medim V'Lechutz. What?
Is
there a candy ring? There's a chalikas of Nachman says he can send a shliach, and Rav Sheshes says he can't send a shliach. So we're asking for Rav Sheshes. Okay, let's see that's just a kasha, but let's get the Gemara clock.
I think you said the key words before. He arrived to the Azara.
I know, you're betting. I know, so you're saying the case is run away, and then he could have time to make a shliach. I know, but it doesn't say that. it did say that, but that's how I'm making it more easier to understand. But I don't know if that's true, yeah. Oma Ula. Zot Gemara. Ula now will explain this idea of a Dim L'chutz, how far it is, and all the Cheshbonis of what's the why punct there is called Derech Chayka. Oma Ula. V'nam Dim L'Yerushalayim Chamisha Asa Milim Havya. Ula says, Medim to Yerushalayim must be 15 milim away. Why? Shavala, he holds, Ki Hod Oma Rabba Babachan Amar Yechanan. So, just like Dama, Ula holds that you have to be. When it says the Derech Chayka means that you were Derech Chayka in the time of Shechita. The Shechita's Karm Pesach is technically from Chatzos until Shkia. Even though we only start from 6.5 hours and we only wait till after the Talmud, but technically the Zman Shechita is from 6 to 12. So he holds that Medim means 50 mil away, what?
12 to 6,
yeah. I mean the 6th hour of thing, but 12 to 6 in hour times, in time, yeah. 12 to 6, which means from the 6th hour till the 12th hour, which is 6th from Chatzoyis till Shkia. So he says it must be Medim is average line 15 milim. Why? Rabbi Bachana Om Rav Yechron, Kam Halak Adam Yem, how much could a person walk in a day? And when we say a day, we mean from the Alois HaShachar till Tzeisek Chavim. How much could a regular person walk?
12 hours.
This is in a 12-hour span. Alois HaShachar, Lav Ava 12, but from Alois HaShachar till Tzeis. Yeah, how much could he walk? Asara Parsois, 10 Parsois, which is 40 mil. A parsa is 4 mil, which is 40 mil. And the breakdown goes like this. Malois HaShachar, Ava Neitz HaChama, 5 mil. He can walk from Alois till Neitz, 5 milim. Meshkia Sachama Vatesi Chavim Chamesh Milim, and he can also walk from Shkia to Tseis 5 Milim. Just to break it down, we're going to learn later on, Zaman Yomim says 4 Milim, that's what we're Paskin. A mil is around 18 minutes. 4 times 18 is 72 minutes. So you see, 72 minutes. Just that's just, here we're going Chamesh Milim, just to give you an idea. So Malaysi Shachar Sachama Chamesh Milim, Shkia Sachama Vatesi Chavim Chamesh Milim. What? Right. Chamesh Milim, yeah, 5 Milim. So that's 5 milim. That leaves you with 30. Poshloi tlossim. 30 milim for the rest of the day. So chameisim et safra lepagad yema. From Nates until Chatzois is 15 mil. Vechameisim et pagad yema lorto. And from Chatzois until Shkia is another 15 mil. So that's chesmenois. So it comes out. From Chatzois until Shkia, which is Zman Shkita, is 15 mil. And Ram Ula holds, you have to be there Bizman Shkita. So if you add up Yerushalayim by Chatzois, 15 mil, then you're not going to make it to Yerushalayim on time. That's the Cheshbon 15 mil. Cheshbon 15 mil is based on 40 mil a day, 5 for the two bookends, 30 for the middle, 15 each way, 15 mil from Chatzois until Shkia. Ula Tamei, like we just spoke out, Tama Ula, Ezu Derechayko, Koshein Yochol, Likon Shash Shkita. Derechayko means anyone can't come to Yerushalayim, come to Beis HaMikdash, Bishas Shkita. Amamar, we just learned, Alois HaShachar Anitz HaChama, 5 Milim. It's 5 mil from Alois HaShachar Anitz HaChama. Where did we get that number from? How do we know that? Me'olam. We know it from the Pasuk in the Torah by Sadaim. The Chsiv, it says that when the Malachim came to turn over Sadaim, it was in the morning already, it was coming in the morning, K'may HaShachar Allah, it was coming Alois HaShachar, Ve'itzu Malachim, the Malachim pushed Loit and said, get out of here. He says, the Pasuk says, Ve'itzu Malachim B'loit Lemar, Kum Kachat Ishtacha V'Shnei V'nei Secha Adam Tzoyis Pentesofa B'Vayneir. Get moving. Because Pasuk says, Hashemesh Yotza Ala Oretz Beloit Boy Tsoyara, and it says that when the sun was coming out, well, Loit reached Tsoyar. So you see, from Alois in Sodom until Nates in Tsoyar was it took from Alois until Nates to get from Tsoyar to from Sodom to Tsoyar. Vamram Chanino Lichazliya Hu Asra Vavachamisha Milim. Isra's Asra from Sodom to Tsoyar was 5 Milim. That's how we knew that's the breakdown of 5 Milim. Once you know that's 5 Milim, and all the ones 5 Milim, you know 30 Milim in the middle. Gufa. Ama Ula is with Derech Chayikoshin Yachalas Chalas Chashkita. Ula says the Derech Chayik is someone who can't reach the base of Mikdash Vashashkita. So he said it was 15 Mil. Rav Yudah Eman, no, he has a longer Zman. Anyone who can't reach it from Chatzois, he can't reach it that night. The whole time of Achila, if he can reach it that night, then he is considered Mechuyev in Karim Pesach. He can't shech the night, but he can shech the shlich, shech by day, and he'll eat it at night. That's what he could do. He can reach there at night, that's also not called Derech HaChayik, that's Yehuda Shita. And it comes after Rabbi Yehuda, Medim has to be further away, enough that he can't reach it by night. So Taisa has a kasha, he says, Tema, that after Rabbi Yehuda, because let's say it's the whole night, so we're talking about another 30 mil, let's say. So for him is 45 mil, his 50 mil? Just look where Medim is. Taisa says, Tema, to Rabbi Yehuda, Minam Medim, lo yachal ikonis bechatze yoyim vechol alayla. So half a day, the whole night. Next day, now let's go check it out. It doesn't make sense. So Tosis answers very geshmak. He says that after it's Pesach already, you can't walk because we hold tchum in the Raisa. So all you get is a little bit more time to walk. But once you reach 2,000 amos, you can't go more than that because you're going to get a tchum. So really, it's only like 1 mil longer, and therefore you can figure it's not such a big difference. And already you can't tell exactly how far Medina is. Maybe Medina then was a little further, you know, than what we called Medina was a little further. It's a little closer. It's not such a big difference in the distance between Rav Yehuda and Rav Ula.
You went to what's the machanism of Kibir Belazar? Those are the same thing.
You have to be able to be the Bejaz.
No, I know, yeah, but where you are makes a difference. If you are in Har Nof, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's amazing. According to Lazad, what? No, you could get there. What do you mean? If you're there, Har Nof at twelve in the afternoon, at Chatzos, you could make it to Beis Hamikdash. You're potter, because Ma'aseh when it came to 12 o'clock, you weren't there. You added a school for Zazar. Al Kapanim, that's what Chagas Ula and Rav Yehuda. Omali Rav Ula, Doch Kasha Rav Yehuda Kasha. I have a Kasha on you and a Kasha on Rav Yehuda. Lidi Doch Kasha. The Amrit, you say Ula, that you say that if you can't reach there from you know, the afternoon to be the Veshchita, Kol Shein Yechol Lekon Shashchita, that you're Potter, but Tomei Sheretz, then Yechol Lekon Shashchita, Tomei Sheretz can't reach there Shashchita. Ka Amrit, there's a Mandiyama holds, Sheikh Dem Zarkam Tomei Sheretz. The Tana holds, Sheikh Dem Zarkam Tomei Sheretz. So you see from that Tana, not like you. You see, you can't go into the Azara at that time until the evening. Evening you'd be mutter to eat, but you can't install. You could bring the Karan Pesach. So why here also? Why can't he bring the Karan Pesach? He's going to make it there at night. Why can't he bring the Karan Pesach? That's the Kasha on Ula. Rav Yehuda Kasha, a similar question is the opposite. Yehuda Kasha, Dama Kasha, Yehuda Karan Shas Achila, that anyone can reach there with Shas Achila. But Tommy Sheris, the Yachal Karan Shas Achila, Tommy Sheris, which will be able to eat of Shas Achila, but Kama ain't Sheikh of Zarkan Tommy Sheris. He says he can't bring it, even though he could eat. He's not totally in Shas Achila, because you see, Tommy Sheris, who could have a Shas Achila, won't help you. So how can you say everything's totally in Shas Achila? We find by Tommy Sheris that even though you could eat it, you can't bring Karan Pesach. So we're asking from each Tana on each Vandiyama. On Ula, we're asking that we see Sheikh the Mazarkin, even if you can't go in B'Shah Shechita. And Ula says you have to get the B'Shah Shechita. And on Rehuda, the Kasha, the opposite. So we'll answer each one by itself. Amalei, so Ula answers, Loi Ledi Kasha, Loi Rehuda Kasha. Loi Ledi Loi Kasha, you're asking me a Kasha that by Derek Koika, let him, even though he's not there, but he could send the carbon just like a Tommy Sharit. Says, no, Derek Loi Kasha, Derek Koika Latar. You don't have it. You have a din derech chayka for a tar, but a tameh does not have a din derech chayka. And Rashi has two pshatim why. Pshat number one is that by derech chayka it says loshen asiya. It says with derech loy hayav chadal la asoy sapesa. So it's mashma that derech has to do with asiya, and you have to be there in the place of asiya, which is b'shas shchita. You have to be in the Beis Hamikdash. That will, and if you're not there, that's called derech chayka. So therefore, he holds you have to be the b'shas shchita. He says, "Vashe enkein tumah zachila." The whole idea of tumah is not being able to eat. So therefore, everything's totally nachila. It's one pshat. The other pshat it says because the pasuk says tumah nefesh and doesn't say valkeri or tumah sheretz. You see from there that the only pater of tumah arichta. The only pater of tumah arichta. That's the two pshatim in Rashi why derech chayka is only a heter for a tar and not for a tummy. Again, there's no heter of derech chayka for a tummy because there it's telling achila not nasiya, or because the pasuk says dafka tummy nefesh. That's teretz tefira of Ula. Ula says there's no din derech chayka for a tummy. Rav Yehuda, one more gemara, Rav Yehuda like kasha tummy sheretz rachmana dachya. You're right that you know it says ain sheikh lemzarkin. So he says, why not? I can eat it. That was the kasha. Who told everything? Talking achila, you can eat it at night. So why can't you send the Karan Pesach? He says, dear Rachmana Dachya, the chsiv ish ki yid tami le nefesh. And this man the Yama holds that even a tami b'yem ha-shvi is disqualified because milo eskina shechal shvi ishloi. You're talking about tami meis that his shvi ishloi land of eres per Pesach, which means by night already he is tahar. Milo eskina shechal shvi ishloi liyas per Pesach. So the pasuk says a tamei nefesh is not bringing Karan Pesach. So you see, even if his yom hashvi lands up on erev Pesach, he can't bring Karan Pesach at night. So the Torah disqualifies him. Who says, of course, everything's talan achila. The special dechia to someone who is tamei that he cannot bring the Karan Pesach. They put not a kash on him for that man.